will happen. In other words, it's going to happen. The trial is going to occur. It is firm. They're not going to back off because they can't. They don't know how. And the only time we've seen them back off, and we still don't know why, was in Bob Lawrence's case.
Well, Tommy, I envision when your trial starts, as a matter of fact, that there will be some independent news coverage, that there will be a tremendous amount of grassroots coverage of this event that I think will be a milestone.
We're hoping that that is the case, Rodney. As a matter of fact, local coverage has already been arranged for. There will be local coverage, and there's going to be a lot breaking on into the news between now and then, with at least the primary, the most popular of the local television news channels here at Shreveport. To make news, you have to be noisy. You have to be gaudy. You have to, I don't remember who the gal was that wrecked her car and got picked up for DWI just the other day, but if she had gotten home safe, I mean, she wouldn't have been on the news this week. In other words, it's notoriety, doing something noticeable that catches the camera's eye. And so that's why we do need to have people here to do just that. And
that seems to have been Jerry Falwell's, one of his assets was the ability to put out a soundbite that would draw attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his desire was to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But he was very successful in that. And of course, he was hated, and he was loved.
Yep,
but he was hated and loved nationwide.
Right.
And
he was a national figure at that point, which I, other than among our group, I'm not a national figure whose sound bites are going to get picked up. But just now, today, or Monday morning, PRs are going to be going out to about 1,000 newspapers, radio stations, and television stations. On one of them, on this case, and another PR that I know of, it's going out on the truth attack and what those guys are doing, that's going to hopefully make a big difference. And some of these papers and radio stations and whatnot are going to pick up on that. They're going to see it newsworthy. But the mainstream media actually goes out of its way to avoid talking about this issue. So if the mainstream media won't talk about it, then who do you do? You do the locals.
I'll tell you, Aaron Russo's volunteer organization, through their media outlet, they have actually acquired press credentials, and they've been invited to cover Ron Paul's CNN debate.
Mm-hmm.
And this very well could be very instrumental in making your story and your case news-breaking information.
That would be a real godsend, wouldn't it? Not for me necessarily, of course it doesn't hurt, because like I said, the reason that they can get away with it is that nobody's watching. When they know that we're watching, and they know that we know the truth, that makes it tougher on them. That made it impossible. They know they've got the guns. They know they've got the badges. But it makes it tougher. And so having it in the public eye would be a great thing to do, and it would get the fact that this is not a frivolous issue. This is a real issue. This is a genuine issue. And we need to get that in front of the public. We need to get that in front of the general media. So, that would be terrific if AFTF can push its way into the limelight that way. But you said you had several questions, and I know we've got a couple of folks sitting behind you, but we're going to carry you over here, Rodney, and I'm going to see what your other questions were before we cut you loose. But
I'll be here.
And we'll be talking to Rodney, and behind him another gentleman from Arizona. All right, when we get back here on the Live Free Zone.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, the Bad Peasant. We're talking to Rodney in Illinois, but if you would like to talk to us, the number... is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You give a lawyer the floor, and he's like a rabbit bouncing around in a briar patch, just as happy as he can be. But I'm going to frankly have to admit to you that my favorite part of this program is whenever I've got the floor and am able just to gab on. But whenever I'm talking to you folks, because whenever I talk to you guys, it restores my... A year ago, I really believed that I was probably the only one left that cared about the Federal Republic and the Constitution. I didn't know that there were so many of us out there. And I'll tell you, you guys, you make my day. You make my day. So if you want to talk to us here, you got an idea or a question, a comment, 1-800-313-9443 and jump on here with us. Rodney, you said you had several questions, and I don't want to drag it on too long here, but what you want to pose those questions, and we'll see what we can do to cover them.
Yeah, Tommy, I'll try to make it quick. You mentioned not being alone. That is quite correct. You are not alone, Tommy, and all these listeners are not alone, To find out just how not alone you are, just go to Ron Paul 2008 and scroll to the bottom and hook on meetup groups. And just just this one exercise alone, you find out how many people are supporting Ron Paul in your area. I just did this myself, and I'm in a very, very rural area. My county only has 40,000 people. And I hit, I've got four people within an hour's or less driving distance of me who have said, hey, I'm for Ron Paul, and if you want to meet up with me, here's how to get in touch with me. And anybody that's been following Ron Paul's career or his recent candidacy knows that Ron Paul is virtually the candidate, the statesman for the office of president. And this gives us a tremendous outlet, a tremendous vehicle to meet up with like-minded people on a variety of issues. And I would encourage you, everybody to go to Ron Paul 2008 and scroll down to meetup groups and just find out who says, hey, I'm here. You want to talk to me? I'm here. And I'll be following through with this.
I know that Ron Paul is probably the only constitutionalist in, you know, in Washington, D.C. that's left. And we have to start where we start. And I've got a lot of regard for the man. My big question on his campaign has been, why he, and we know from Aaron Russo's interview with him in his documentary film, that he's aware of the tax problem.
He is aware, yes.
So why aren't we hearing him saying, hey, we've got to bring the IRS back into the law?
Well, here, Tom, you're listening to...
That's not a challenge. It's a thought.
Yeah,
it's a thought teaser.
Pete Hendrickson, you know, which is a co-sponsor of TruthAttack.com, go to his website at LostHorizons.com. Go to his most recent newsletter, and you can scroll down, and there's a link. Actually, the full post of a speech that Ron Paul gave on the floor on 5/22/07. And you can read it, and it also has a link that you can actually watch and listen. Ron Paul gave a speech before the House of Congress, and it is literally a State of the Nation address from a statesman, and he covers all the bases.
Well, he covers the base of the problem with sound money versus fiat money. He does do that about this having a sound economy without a sound currency. But I'm just not finding him jumping on and calling the government to task on the fact that it has been lying to and defrauding the people out of trillions of dollars. And I'd love to see him do that. As a matter of fact, I believe, and I'm a supporter of Ron Paul, and I'm a supporter of his notions, but I'd like to see him jump on that issue because I know he needs to break into the limelight. He's been getting elbowed off to the side by the press, who just totally ignores the fact that he is there, no matter what happens on their debate results, no matter what happens on their polling. They just refuse to acknowledge that he is there. He needs to do something that will make him notorious. You mentioned sound bites from Falwell. And he can issue sound bites that would grab the media by the lapels and give them a good headbutt, and they would have to cover that. I mean, they just couldn't resist. So I'd like to see him jump on the tax awareness and tax truth of the matter. Then I think that would break him out of the grassroots. His campaign is very much like that of Goldwater was in '64. The party didn't want Goldwater there.
You're quite right, Tommy. I grew up in a household where my father campaigned for George Wallace. And, you know, the history of George Wallace, you know,
yeah,
is a nerve record.
And we're still being punished for having raised 7 million votes for Governor Wallace because the Wallace states, what the government calls the Wallace states, are still subjected to very close scrutiny under the Voting Rights Act, even though the Voting Rights Act prohibits doing just that. But the law is completely different for the Wallace states, where they have to ask for permission to move district lines and where they're being forced to form sub-districts to guarantee a certain ethnic group gets elected instead of another, which is prohibited by the act itself, whereas all the other states, like the one you're in now, aren't subjected to that kind of scrutiny, are not required to ask permission from Big Brother to redistrict their voting districts, and aren't forced to guarantee any ethnic group an election. But did you have any other questions on that?
Let me leave you with this to perhaps address as you have time. Bob Schultz and the We the People organization, as you know, are under attack.
Yes, I know. And they recently lost their petition redress suit with the D.C. Circuit, and that was an unfortunate setback. And then he's been subjected to a federal suit, and right now I think there are other things that are brewing as well.
Okay.
Go ahead, your question.
If you could, on behalf of Bob Schultz and the We the People organization, you know, give us, you know, some updates to your knowledge of that effect. And also Robert Clarkson, you know, the Patriot Network, also a co-sponsor of TruthAttack.com. If you have any information concerning them, I have very sketchy hints as to some troubles that they're going through. And lastly, Whitey Harrell, who was featured in American Freedom to Fascism, of course, was acquitted, but I understand that he is being subjected to a virtual carbon copy of the original charges just on a couple of other years.
Right.
And I know your Truth Attack, you know, has requested a notification of current attacks.
Yeah, what I call beatings in progress.
Okay, if you could give us, an update as they're available on Whitey Harrell. Of course, he's here in Illinois.
Right. I tell you what you could do. I mean, on it, by the way, it's truthattack.org, not com.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Truthattack.org. I didn't want folks trying to go there and not being able to find it. But we don't have a rundown on the Whitey Harrell case, and if you can provide us with some specifics or provide truthattack.org, you can do that at hq@truthattack.org. Send in the particulars, and what they're asking for is the name of the case, number, and the court, if you have it, and the location where it is. Now, if it's a state process, they'll need the name of the case and number and the court and more specifics, because they can't go in on PACER and get all of that information, but they can go on PACER and get the information on federal cases as long as they know what court and they know the names of the parties. So if any of you out there know of a beating in progress, we need to, just like it wasn't the beatings that got the police in trouble over Rodney King. It was the fact that somebody caught it on video. We need to put all these beatings on video and get them up there. But, yeah, you're right. We need to get the word out on all those. Now, to bring you up to speed on what I know about the We the People suit is that their suit was rejected or was affirmed. The rejection of the suit was affirmed by the D.C. Circuit. And I don't know how Bob and the organization is going to react to that, whether they're going to apply for a rehearing to the D.C. Circuit or whether they're going to apply for writs. I'm sure they're going to try to do something. As a practical matter and based upon my experience, I don't see the Supreme Court granting writs of certiorari and agreeing to hear that case. Part of the problem was is that premature declaration that the remedy for refusing to respond to the questions was that we can cease filing or paying taxes. You know, that the remedy is something we've got to find out from the Supreme Court. And that kind of double dog dared the D.C. Circuit to turn it down. But We'll cover some more ground on that whenever we get back here on the Live Free Zone. And thanks, Rodney, for your call. If you want to be on today, 313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. This is Tom Cryer, and we're on the Live Free Zone, Truth Only Allowed. No more, you notice we haven't had any government guests here because we only allow the truth here. The recent discussion that we just had with Rodney from Illinois mentioned updating on some of these cases. In some of these cases, there are things happening. There is something happening down there with Robert Clarkson and his group, but we're not sure what, and I'm not inclined to comment on things. I don't really know what the whole story is yet on that, but I believe there's a lot yet to be unfolded on Robert's behalf, what I understand. And I think we just need to wait and see how that pans out. In the meantime, there is a suit pending against We the People and Bob Schultz to try to shut it up. And naturally, the government wants to do anything that they can to stifle the truth, to keep those who know the truth from telling those who do not. And so you need to fight back. Don't let them have a minute's silence. On my end, I'll tell you what I'm sitting here doing. I've signed up on truthattack.org, and I'm issuing the letters out. I'm issuing out my second set of follow-ups. I've done the same thing for my household here and everybody in it. The next-door neighbor has been brought in. He was unaware. Now he's aware, and he is a big supporter. And letters now are going out from him and his son and his two daughters. and his secretary, my secretary, my secretary's husband. All of these things are, you know, happening out of just one membership. Now, you know, if all of us get out and we do just that, and we keep going, and as soon as I finish, you know, getting these letters out for him, I'm grabbing another. We're planning, trying to find a good spot right now to do a seminar, to get advertised a little bit, get some people in there and tell them the truth. And so that's what we need to do. Everybody needs to get on, get those instructions from truthattack.org, and get cooking. Let's get everybody aware of this, not just us. We've been patting ourselves on the back and saying we're right long enough. Now it's time to tap them on the shoulder and tell them what's right. They're not going to believe it. They're not going to be receptive. You weren't when you first heard it either. I wasn't. I thought the guy was nuts. And I spent 2 years trying to prove he was wrong. And I ended up finding out that not only was he right, but while he had a bone, I dug up the whole skeleton and did an autopsy on it. And I still couldn't show him any basis for the laws trying to tax 99% of us. So we got, if he is still with us, bless his heart, we got Walt in Arizona. Are you still there, Walt?
Well, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but I think I can manage.
Well, I thank you for your patience. I know you've been waiting for a while to get on here. And incidentally, anybody out there that wants to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Your questions, your comments, your suggestions, your ideas. We're brainstorming today on the Life Free Zone. We're looking for neat ideas on how to get the truth to the general public, not just to those of us who are aware now. We're not enough. We need to bring them in on this secret. But how are you doing today, Walt?
Well, I'm doing well, and I'm going to preface my remarks by saying I'm learning a little French. So I will say bonjour, monsieur.
And bonjour to you too, sir.
Well, I'm going to stay on target as much as possible, which is the income tax. But I'm reminded of an event that happened years and years ago under the publications of William Randolph Hearst. And he sent a two-word edict to his newspapers, which was nothing more than Puff Graham. I'm referring to Billy Graham, of course, and I think we have to take on our own shoulders the responsibility of doing something likewise, although we don't have a newspaper at our command. We must puff Paul.
I think Paul is getting a lot of puffing, and I think that's what it's going to take. I realize we're a little bit off subject, but it is an off subject because the whole idea behind the tax honesty community, and if you ask these guys, why are you fighting the taxes? You want to save the money? are you fighting the IRS, this big lie, because you want to save money, Walt?
Well, I have never had to comply with the IRS since I came back from overseas and started studying tax law.
Uh-huh. But did you study that tax law because you didn't want to pay them money?
No. I just wanted to find out if I was honestly required.
And I think that the motivation that most of us have is to enforce the rule of law and to restore a constitutional, federal, not national, republic to the people.
Yeah.
And you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right, so, you know, our motivations are correct, and we're heading in the right direction, and that's Paul's motivation.
Yeah.
And so, to that extent, you know, I have to say I hope he does well. But he is getting an awful lot of puffing. I've got a video up on YouTube, and I think that already in the last week and a half or so, it's up around 6,000 views. It's going very well.
Uh-huh.
But half of the comments that are attached to those videos are puff pieces for Paul saying, hey, you know, support Rod Paul. But can you hold on and carry past that? Because we really haven't gotten to your question yet. Well,
y'all hang on over the break.
All right.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to Live Free Zone. Well, we're talking to Walt in Arizona, and somebody earlier asked about updates on cases, and I'm really happy to pass on a little bit of good news that arrived during the break. I just received an email from Bob Lawrence. Many of you have heard of him. He's a gentleman who the case was dismissed against in Peoria, Illinois, but he was subjected to a gag order ordering him not to tell anybody about the big lie. And he took that up for an appeal, and apparently he lost that appeal and has applied for reconsideration. And what he just did was he sent me the order from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeal in Chicago, Illinois, granting his motion for reconsideration. Now, they do not give reconsiderations or rehearings unless they are seriously in doubt of whether they did the right thing to start with. So this is, while it's not a win, it's certainly an encouraging development. I wanted to pass that on to you right away. Walt, what you got other than your French studies to talk to us about today?
Well, if you've got a scratch pad ready, why, I've got a couple of points.
All right.
The question under the income tax law is, what is the subject of the law and what is the object? Those are the principal points to be resolved in any case.
Right.
Next point is, should corporations pay taxes?
Well, you know, the two questions there, let's start with just the first one. The subject and object of the tax are generally considered to be the same. In other words, the object taxed is the subject of the tax. There are three elements in any kind of taxing provision that are required in order to affect a valid tax. Or, first off, the subject of the tax. Then the amount of the tax, that is, how much are we going to tax this subject or object. And then the third is who is going to have to pay this tax. That's your liability provision. The income tax law, the subject of the tax is taxable income of individuals. And we could go for hours on that particular question because taxable income supposedly is defined in the code as gross income minus deductions. But deducted from that are also items that are not taxable or items that are not income. So, and those are not defined in the code. And then, of course, you've got the question of what in the heck is an individual. And the only definition that we can find in the code or the regulations is that an individual is a non-resident alien. Curious, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So, what did that answer that question?
Up to a point, but let's
okay.
go to the next item. Either Google or shepherding. The cases of in Mesa, Arizona, which were tried in the federal court of Phoenix, Bon Ellsworth, who was an officer of a corporation, he lost. Marvin Cooley, who had a Fifth Amendment return, who lost and played tennis with a few federal felons from a Nixon cabinet up at the federal minimum detention at Safford, Arizona. And another person that may come up on your search is Charles Riley. Those were a group of people who fought the income tax on various issues about 30 or some years ago in the Phoenix area. Now, the next point in reading, and I'm reading right now the in a current perusal, the leading debates in the House of Representatives in late May and early June 1933,
okay,
which led to the House Joint Resolution 192 being adopted. And in the debates, they speak of, believe it or not, the Department of Internal Revenue. When did the term change to IRS?
Well, I really don't know the history of the Internal Revenue Service versus the Department of Internal Revenue. That's a question that I'll have to do some digging on.
Yep.
I can't devote a lot of time to digging on that because right now, you know, I'm about just a little over a month away from the trial.
Exactly.
But if somebody else out there might do some digging for that, come back and give us a report next Saturday on the history of the Internal Revenue Service.
Uh-huh.
Don't bring back a Nevada corporation, okay, guys? Don't come back with some guy in Nevada who incorporated, formed a corporation and called it the Internal Revenue Service. I'm talking about the actual organization. Now, part of the problems I think they have with their name is the fact that I don't think that they're congressionally created. I think that they're an internal creation of the Department of Treasury.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, that's all I have for now, and I want to
okay.
say
now,
merci beaucoup,
bonjour. And merci beaucoup, chef.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He had also mentioned, folks, that about corporations paying taxes. You know, it's just like do the landlords pay taxes or do tenants, and tenants go down to the voting booths, and they vote property tax increases on their landlords, thinking that they're not going to have to pay it. But guess what? You know, the guy who pays it is the fellow who ends up with the end product or the end service. And so, you know, it's all built into his rent. And the greater the taxes, the higher the insurance, and the higher the upkeep costs, the higher the rent goes. So the guy who gets the goodies pays for it ultimately in the end. So That's a valid question, though. Now, we've got another caller, Mike in Oklahoma. How are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been listening, and I believe Ron Paul, in his first debate, mentioned that the first thing he would do is abolish the IRS and the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and I think there was a mention about the fact that, and he has said that before. You know, my question about Ron's position isn't so much about whether or not he abolishes the IRS, because the IRS has a legitimate role in collecting alcohol, tobacco, fire. There are a lot of other taxes besides the income tax. Matter of fact, I know about 25 of them. I had to dig through those to see if it was typical to leave the liability provision out of a tax law. And I know it's going to come as a shocker, but every one of those 25 taxes specifically states who's liable for it. But, you know, I see Ron Paul as a constitutionalist, and I've got nothing bad to say about the man. I believe he really believes in what he's doing, and I think that he's been uncorrupted by the power of Congress.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you go to YouTube, he was on CNBC with Joe Bannister. If you just Google, if you type in a search on YouTube, Ron Paul on CNBC with IRS agent - income tax, you can watch that video with Ron Paul and Joe Bannister, where basically Ron Paul. His stance is that the 16th Amendment was not lawfully ratified.
Well, the problem with that is, of course, that the Supreme Court's ruling in Bruchaber and in Stanton and Peck and other cases renders the 16th Amendment really irrelevant because they found that the power to tax income was already there. And that it was an indirect tax, so it didn't require apportionment. And so the only thing that they also held that the 16th Amendment added no new powers of taxation and did not create additional subjects of taxation. So, you know, from those cases, we have to conclude that the 16th was much, I guess, like belts and suspenders. If it hadn't been for Bruchaber saying that taxes on income were indirect, then, you know, that would have carried the day for them. But, you know, that's what happened. So whether it was ratified or not, I really seriously doubt it had much of a difference. But since you mentioned YouTube, Mike, that gives me an excuse to point out that if you go to YouTube, and while you're there looking at this Ron Paul video, also type in on the search Tom Crier. You know, it'll pull up those four segments that we've posted up there.
I watched all of them.
Oh, have you? And what do you think of them? Tell me something nice. Yeah. You know, if we've got people listening to us now.
Yes, you know, you're absolutely correct. You know, I believe in you 100%. And
I was fishing for a compliment on the videos, but you dodged the question, didn't you, there? but, you know, I was trying to get you to plug the video for me and say it was great. Go listen to it.
Well, absolutely. Everyone needs to go see the video.
Oh, okay. You know, I had to pull it out of him, folks.
I recommend it.
I had to pull it out of him, but I did get it. Okay, there you go.
I'm sorry.
It's been
right over my head. I'm going to send you a court case where it's unpublished, where the judge ruled that a gentleman that was before him was not required to file a tax return.
All right.
I'll dig that up, but it was unpublished.
All right. Now you know what my email is.
I do not.
All right. All you have to do is go to LifeFreeZone.com.
Okay.
Click on Contact Mr. Crier, and it'll give you a mailer.
I'll definitely do that.
Now, while you're there, if I don't have you on my update list, please include me on the update.
I'll do that.
Because
we're
shipping out updates on the case, and there'll be a couple or three before the trial.
Yeah.
And anybody wanting to know about the progress of the case, you know, let me know, put you on that list.
Okay.
By just going to LifeFreeZone.com and click on Contact Mr. Cryer and say, just, you know, please update me.
And
we'll,
I'd like to ask all the listeners to make a donation for your cause. I just sent you $100.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. And I'll tell you what, those are making a world of difference. That's why I'm still here. We mentioned that earlier, that if it weren't for the kindness and generosity of this community of patriots, I'd be having to defend myself out of a cardboard box downtown by now. They had totally tapped me out through a two-year smear and fear campaign. They had me down to where I was actually having to consider something loathsome like a file of bankruptcy. I didn't know what I was going to do. But all of my resources have been tapped out. That's when they timed this thing perfectly. They thought that they had it down to where I would be helpless. But I'll tell you what, I'm not helpless because I'm not alone.
Yeah. Well,
that's you guys.
I'm sorry, that's their game.
And
they'll destroy everybody, everybody that stands up to them.
Well, you got to remember, these guys are doing this full time.
Absolutely.
I mean, they've got nothing else to do but figure out how to disadvantage people and how to destroy them. And they get their jollies that way.
Well, they have to answer to our maker.
They do, but I'm hoping that they're going to have to answer to us first.
Yep.
And that's what this this truth attack campaign is all about, is taking them to task for the big lie and making them account for it.
Well,
we'll never get back the money they've stolen, but we can sure stop the bleeding.
Well, I thank you very much, Tom.
And thank you for your call, Mike, and thank you for your contribution.
Yes.
And the caller, you know, is, you know, Mike makes a good point. You know, we've got to stand together. We've got to stand up to these guys. And while there is going to be an accounting, and these guys will have to answer for their deeds here when they get elsewhere. We need to take them to task here. And again, if you can help out with the defense fund, you know, LifeFreeZone.com, all help is sorely needed and greatly appreciated. Also, if you want to see this video, just go to YouTube. Type in Tom Cryer, and there are four segments there. And although, you know, it was done unrehearsed, unplanned, and it's just a general discussion of what the law is and what it is not. And now I believe we've got, is it Gary? And who have we got in Texas? Say
hello.
Again? Gary?
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
Just
welcome
fine.
To a Life Free Zone.
Tom, what I'd like to say is what we need to do if we're trying to get this word out is have more tools to do it. And your four segments are real good, but if we had some place we could go and download them and make our own discs and hand them out to people, it would be real helpful. And other tools like that. And
I'm writing that down now.
Okay.
All right.
And we need tools. There's various ways to approach different people and how you want to approach them. And if we have a multitude of tools through truth attack or whatever, that we can, depending on what stage the people are in, we can hand out some of that stuff, and if we can make CDs or DVDs at home where we can hand it out, it'll cut a lot of expense down for some of us people in trying to buy it in bulk.
You bet. Now,
and I'm a firm supporter of you. I'm going to come to your trial. I'm going to come over every day that you're in court
the
trial.
People here watching the court, watching the jury, letting them know that there are people, that I'm not by myself on this, and letting them know that they're being watched, it has to have a positive impact. You know, and having, you know, Truth Attack is planning a courtroom, Phil. If you want to keep up with that, on Truth Attack. But or have you enlisted in Truth Attack yet?
Yes, I have, and I'm one of those people that put myself in harm's way because I believed in the court and believed that you would get a fair trial.
Well,
and I'm going through some of the same things that but you are, and I hope to learn from your trial.
Well, I hope that both of us come out of this at the other end of the valley and safe and sound with all our limbs attached. But you do know, or you did see, that the first thing and the first instruction in your combat kit was to stay out of harm's way.
Well, I started this long before.
Yeah.
I started in 1990, so...
You were already committed. I want to hold you over, Gary, for just a few minutes.
Okay.
To close up, because I want to ask you a couple of things. And we'll be back here to wrap this show up on the Live Free Zone in just a few minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Back up, coming into the stretch here on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. Let me clarify. Is it Gary in Texas I'm talking to? State your name, sir. Well, we must have lost him over the break. But he mentioned DVDs. I didn't want to call him by the wrong name. But he mentioned DVDs. We are putting these things up on the truthattack.org. We'll have that DVD for download. And there will be other downloads. But on the instructions for getting in touch with people and approaching them and getting in harm's way. Can't stress the fact that they make it very difficult to win when your head's up with the IRS. And we make it very difficult for them to win when there are thousands of us and we are fighting with the truth, and we're not fighting in their playground. We're fighting out here in the middle of the public, and which is our turf. And so when you're fighting on your own home field advantage and you've got truth and justice on your side and you have numbers that are beyond their ability to respond to, then you not only are safe, but you are going to be effective. Don't get into harm's way. Don't take these guys on one-on-one. They love that. They've been, you know, eating some of the finest and brightest of our knights, many of whom have spent time at Club Fed for their insolence. And they love it when you go up against them one-on-one because they are the big guy. They are the 800-pound gorilla. And, with all of us going at them at the same time, they're overwhelmed. So, you know, get on to truthattack.org. Enlist. Get your combat kit. It does have instructions on how to approach your neighbor. It does have instructions on how to get your neighbor, even if he doesn't believe, to send in letters to Congress demanding that it stop, because you can show him, hey, I'll write this letter for you. Just sign it and put your address here. I'll even put the postage stamp on it and send it out. And do you see what kind of answer you get back? If you got an open mind, sign it and we'll send it in, and we'll see what kind of answer they send you and see if you're satisfied with that answer. And it's a good way to help convince people. And it does give you a lot of tools to even tells you how to approach your arrogant know-it-all lawyer or your CPA and how to get them to discover for themselves, because they won't listen to it from you and me, but how to get them to discover for themselves how this fraud has been perpetrated on them. I did that with my accountant. He made the comment that in an email to me that I can't help, you know, when I look at you, but think of Custer, and Custer thinking there weren't that many Indians. He didn't know there were so many Indians. And I wrote him back and I said, I know how many Indians there are, and I know that Custer went down. I said, but the Indians lost the war. So I said, but while you're sitting there worrying about me, do something, do me a favor, and dig up the law that makes you liable, and dig up the law that requires you to file a return. And he wrote back 2 days later, and the only thing it said was, I'm with you, General. So that's basically what you've got to do. Get out there, tell the truth. We'll catch you next Saturday, same time, 2 p.m. Central, here on the Live Free Zone.